is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
The first Access All Areas of 2025.
Yes, I'm back with a bang.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
I'm so excited. I've got good vibes about this year, Will.
Yeah, me too. Any resolutions?
Just to keep being fabulous.
Just vibes. Just bringing vibes, that's it.
How about you, my love?
Yeah, not really. I never do resolutions because I just feel there's too much pressure and I never follow through them anyway, so.
This is it. So, guys, we hope, however you celebrated, that you had an amazing New Year. I kind of think after this week, New Year chat, you bump into someone, I'm like, yeah. Happy New Year. I'm like, where's the cutoff
when
point?
When do you stop?
I think that's tonight.
Yeah,
so. We've done our Happy New Years.
Yeah.
We all love you. That's your lot. Now, let's crack on with 2025. Now, guys, as you know, we always bring you a banging show, and of course tonight is no exception. It's our first show back. We are jam-packed. We've got a lovely little reality special. We're going to be speaking to the Traitor Series 2 star Diane, and we've got Mr. Wes Nelson from Love Island joining us.
Yes.
So excited. But of course, our die-hard Access All Areas fans know that we always start the show with our little showbiz gossip section, and we have got the lovely, the beautiful Lottie back in the studio, and she's giving us a roundup of this week. And this year's, so far, showbiz news. Lottie, Happy New Year, darling.
Happy New Year. I'm getting my last Happy New Year out of the way because you said I'm not allowed to say it after today. So Happy New Year, both of you.
What do you think in terms of the New Year thing? Is there a cut-off point?
I would say, what are we on now? Wednesday, maybe Friday, like the first week, I think.
True.
And then, like, let's leave it at that.
It's annoying when you come back as a journalist and all your emails are Happy New Year, like straight away.
I know.
And they're still going now.
Yeah.
Like the PR is, I'm like,
girls. We could be saying it all year. If no one stops, someone needs to make the first move and be like, no.
Yeah, and it kind of gets to the 8th of June and you're a bit like, shall we just call it now? So no, it is the 8th, but I'm not sure why. I feel like it's later in the year than it is.
I feel like it's honestly about March, the end of. But January notoriously goes on forever, doesn't it? It's the longest month of the year.
It does feel like about 2 months.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in the 20th of January now. I'm like, how are we just the 8th?
I know.
Well, you're going to spend the next hour with us, guys, and we're going to make you forget what date it is because you're in for a banging show. So, Miss Lottie, what has caught your eye this week in showbiz?
I mean, 2025's off to a good start because we've got Love Island All Stars on our screens so soon. I'm so excited. So, it's back with a set of very familiar faces. Obviously, they're all looking for love, all celebrities because it's All Stars. We've got a controversial star, a newly single lad, a Series 2 OG, a stunning model. Have you guys seen the lineup?
Because
it is. So, Gabby Allen of FUBAR.
I know.
You've got one of your own on here. And I just think it's going to be so good. So, just to name some names, Curtis Pritchard, Luca Bish, Olivia Hawkins, Scott Thomas, Elman Pizar, Ronnie Vinn, India Reynolds, Naz Majid, Marcel Somerville, Kaz Crosley, and Catherine. Oh my goodness, going to be so good.
So good.
Mm. But a lot of comments saying it's quite an older lineup. And I don't know what you guys think of that. Obviously, Scott is, I think, in his 30s. And then we've got Marcel turning 38. So I like it. I think it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good... Because wasn't everybody asking before for older people to go on the show? So this is the opportunity now.
I mean, they're obviously all a lot older than me, but I can quite happily get my veneers into it. Like, jokes aside, I think they're probably around my age. Like, what am I now? Am I 37? 37,
have you
38?
Forgotten?
You kind of... I can't say 21. I think I'm 37 or I'm 38. So I'm probably what's classed as in that geriatric bracket, but from what they're saying about the Love Islanders,
I know.
But I actually think maybe this is just what you tell yourself when you're 37, 38, we don't know, deplete where applicable. I think we kind of just know ourselves a little bit better as you get older.
Yeah.
Because I think at 21, what you settle for, what you was doing, I mean, what was you doing at 21, Elle? We all know what she was doing.
Oh, come on.
I won't say it on here. Tell us.
Lottie, what she didn't do for WKG Blue, I'm telling you. But you kind of, you grow and you evolve.
Yeah.
But I think what's going to be interesting to see is that we've got at least one, I think there's a couple of exes in there together. Now, living with an ex is never ideal, is it? Especially on a TV show. So obviously, Gabby and Marcel.
Gabby and Marcel. RSL. And there's actually been so much backlash about, you'd think that people would love it because of the entertainment value of two exes, but actually loads of people have said it's actually really horrible, cruel, like they're just, I think, you know, what went on between them wasn't the best situation. So right. I think a lot of people are like, absolutely not. But I do think it's going to be interesting to see Marcel on the show because he's a bit older, and to see like how he acts. And if
he's dad now, isn't he? And he's just got divorced.
He's married still, I've heard.
Oh, I bet the wife's happy.
Yeah, I know. Wait, what did you hear on the grapevine?
Well, she should go in. She should go in. I think that would really mix things up, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If my husband,
she might be a bombshell.
She might be a bombshell.
Oh my God,
well,
imagine.
Ekin-Su apparently is a bombshell, which I think will be incredible. Like, that will be just the best. Who would you want to go in from the former Islanders?
Oh, do you know what? I know that Molly and Tommy were seen kissing, but imagine if one of them went in as a bombshell. That would just be epic.
Oh, that would be so good.
I'd love if Molly May went in. I know she would. She never would, would she? She's Kim K now, like, of the UK. Like, she doesn't need to go in. But it would be so cool to see her or Tommy.
Honestly, it would be so, so good. Yeah. I can't wait. So it's starting on the 13th of January.
Monday
coming up. The contestants are in South Africa at the moment. They're obviously all in hiding, and I don't actually think they know who's going in. Like, I don't think they have a clue.
Wow.
Even though you would probably try and read it beforehand, they just have no idea. So
the thing about this as well is all the Love Islanders, even if they weren't on the same season together, they all know each other because they all go to these parties together.
Yeah. They mix in the same circles.
They all mix in the same circles. Yeah. They all become best friends even though they've been on different seasons. Yeah.
When you know season two was coming around, like, and it wasn't confirmed to me, I've not actually spoke to her, but in this very studio, I spoke to a couple of producers and I said, I think it was after the first one had come out, the first also, and I said, Gabby's going in.
Yeah. You knew I called it before.
I said, Gabby will go in. Mm-hmm. If you need someone to host her show, I'm free. But I just called it. But if you was in that kind of, if that's your bubble and you're single, newly single, married, allegedly, and the call comes in, you're kind of going to know that you're going to be in there with people you know. And like you say, we all rub shoulders at certain events.
The showbiz circuit,
word gets about.
Yeah.
But if you wanted a little bit of one of them, the past probably would have crossed that you would have. But
exactly.
But that's such a good point. Yeah. I always think that. Like, surely.
I feel like a lot of them could have already hooked up on the outside, but we just don't know it.
We'll find out when they get
in. We'll find out.
Because remember Georgia Steele last time had obviously had a relation or something, like a situationship with a couple of the boys, but you only find that out once the show starts. So it's going to be so good. Are we going to be watching? Are you going to tune in on Monday?
I'll just be watching for this winter sun.
I know.
I'm just going to
get us some of that. I know,
wishing I was there.
Moving on to something really, really sad. Obviously on Sunday, I think it was, we found out that RuPaul's Drag Race winner, the Vivian, was found dead. It's now been revealed that they were found dead by their distraught father, a friend has said. So they said that the 32-year-old TV performer was found dead by their heartbroken dad and stepmom on Sunday. The quote says, their devastated dad raised the alarm and believed they'd passed away a day or two before being found.
Wow.
Obviously, it's unbelievably sad news. Like, we were talking about it before, weren't we? And so many tributes have flooded in. And I think since their passing, it's just gone to show how incredible and what an impact they had on so many people across so many different TV shows. And it's weird to think that just this time last year they were on Dancing on Ice, and it's
And it's just so out of left field as well, because I felt like their career was just going from strength to strength. And you would have thought somebody like that, who's just getting so much TV work and so much admiration, and now I know that they were getting a lot of hate as well, but you would have thought that they were at the best place possible that they could have been.
Yeah, well, totally. I know. And I think someone said that they were due to move into a house next week, had a holiday lined up, planning to do a tour, had everything to live for, is what the quote said. So it's just, honestly,
so
horrible news.
Yeah, heartbreaking, isn't it? 32, no age whatsoever. No. I've worked with Viv a few times and so many amazing memories, you know, and I know it's so overly said in our industry, but when you just work with someone that's just lovely and you connect with someone.
I didn't realise you worked together. That's heartbreaking.
And so terribly sad. And obviously it's not been announced, and I don't think the family want to, regardless of whatever has happened. But like you say, come out of left field, Del. And whatever the circumstances may be, and Viv aside for this moment, just anyone out there, there's always someone to talk to.
Absolutely.
And I just kind of want to throw, I know this is showbiz and it's all shits and giggles and it's tits and teeth, but I think important to take a minute just to say, guys, do you know what? There's always someone there's there. Pick someone, up the phone, colleague, friend, stranger, charities out there. Like, no one's ever alone.
Absolutely.
And be kinder online as well.
Yes.
I feel like people are just keyboard warriors and they don't even realise their impact.
I know. We've had that really sad news. Moving on to some lighter news. Mm. The start of this year has also started with a snog for Molly May and Tommy Fury. I know we just touched on it.
Yes.
Guys, I saw the video and I was like, what? I'm absolutely shocked. So Molly May, Tommy Fury, obviously they split up back in August of last year. It was a shock split, as we call it. And and we didn't expect them to get back together, but they've not confirmed they're together. All we know is that we've seen a snog on New Year's Eve at Luke Shaw, footballer Luke Shaw's party. What could this mean for her TV show, though? She's got a show coming up in literally in 2 weeks, where she's meant to kind of expose what really happened with her and Tommy. I'm told that now she might actually address kind of this kiss and what happened. So a TV insider said the timing of them getting back together couldn't be more convenient. There was already huge interest, but there's likely to be even more people watching now. The trailer seemed to suggest detail about the stress Molly went through during their breakup, but there was no hint of them getting back together. But, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Could we see Molly and Tommy back on?
I wouldn't rule it out. No. I think it's very, very much on the 25 bingo card.
Yes.
I'm not going to fall off this chair.
No.
I'm just expecting 1 week to sit on a Wednesday evening and we announce. I love that we're announcing. You heard it here first, but I've got no doubt in my mind that that will happen.
I feel like Molly as well, really, you know, she's come from broken parents.
Yeah.
I know they get along well, but I feel like if there was any kind of, you know, tiny little thought in her mind that they could possibly make it work, I think she would give it a go for Bambi's sake.
Well, this is it, and everyone that's saying it might be a publicity stunt, when you've got a little baby involved, I don't think it is. Like, why would they ever do that? But sadly for you, I don't think either of them will be going back on Love Island.
No.
I don't think we're going to see it, sadly. Should we move on to some engagement news?
Let's do it.
So obviously we had the Golden Globes recently. I am obsessed with the Golden Globes because we see all of the Hollywood stars coming out, including Zendaya and Tom Holland. She flashed this massive, it was always going to be a big ring, right?
Yeah.
She flashed a huge engagement ring and everyone speculated, are they engaged? And it turns out they are. They are indeed engaged. Friends of the couple have said that Zendaya and Spider-Man star Tom plan to tie the knot after he proposed at Christmas.
Aww.
It's a 5.02 carat ring. I don't get the 0.02. Well, I don't know anything about that.
It means big fucking ring.
Do we know the price?
He hasn't been.
Well,
it ain't Elizabeth Duke from Argos. He ain't been up old Argy.
You never know.
You
might have.
You never know. But,
I hear they sell 5.02 carat rings. Don't they?
Big bastard ring. That's like having a Dumbo on your own.
Oh my
lucky
God.
Lucky cow.
I know, but that's going to be quite the wedding, isn't it? I feel like we've had so many big engagements. We had Selena Gomez recently as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like we've just had some really, really big engagements.
Taylor Swift is next.
Oh,
watch the space.
Yes.
I said it first.
Yes, I got an email about this today, actually, and it was
an invite to the wedding?
Yeah.
From Taylor.
So I'm going. So you need to be nice to me and I'll try and extend the invite as a plus one.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I've only got one plus one.
I'll have that.
Imagine Taylor just inviting loads of random UK journalists.
Oh, that would be really weird. But, you know, weirder things have happened.
We're here for it.
Oh, guys. Right. One more story. Have we got time?
Yeah. Yes, throw another one in. It's 2025.
Oh, my goodness. So, I know you've got Diane from The Traitors coming in, so we need to talk all things Traitors. Are you watching this series?
Yes.
It's so good.
So good
it's
already.
So good. But I don't know if you watched the first, it was the launch episode, wasn't it? And three people in the different train carriages got off because they, what's the word? They kind of did it for the rest of them. They'd win money.
Took one
for the team. And then I was cringing my head off because I was like, all of the audition process they've obviously had to go through.
Yeah.
If they leave now, that is going to be horrific.
Yeah.
And they just were on the show for a matter of minutes. But tonight, obviously, Traitors returns tonight. I think, because of what we saw in the last episode kind of teaser, it looks like they could be coming back, which will be such a twist. A really good twist.
100% I think they're coming back. Because if I put my... I've got a lot of hats, mate.
Which hat are we going for?
So I'm putting my TV producer hat on for this moment in time. We get about Bitches Versatile. So you've got to put it like this. And again, I don't know, so no spoilers here, but this is just what I think. If you was cast in a show and I'm producing this show, if you was just going to throw three people on a train and then kick them off, you would just cast three less people. You wouldn't go through the fact you were CRBing them, interviewing them, auditioning them. Time is money.
But they did that in the first season as well. They brought everyone to the castle. They asked whoever
didn't they then come back?
No, they just kicked him off. It was one guy though. It was just one guy
that time. You can lose one.
Yeah, one isn't too bad.
Three's unforgivable. Yeah. So I think we'll be seeing... They're coming on horseback, aren't they?
I don't know.
Weren't they in a carriage of some sort and it said rail replacement? I don't know, because I actually missed that little segment. But someone was telling me today that we only saw two of them. So whether there's three... Surely they're not going to bring all three back. I think that'd be weird.
Maybe that'd be boring.
Maybe they'll show us another task that the three of them had to do in the station.
Yeah.
Where only two of them could win a place in the castle. Something like that.
I think a lot of us can relate to fucking rail replacement.
There'll probably be one later with all the snow coming down, won't there? I feel like my last rail replacement.
Exciting though, because
I know Traitors is so good at the moment.
It's Moorish.
I didn't actually watch the first series, but I've never seen things kind of kick off as much so quickly. Like it's got so heightened so fast.
Yeah, I think the casting has done so well this year. Yeah. We have two sisters, they were brilliant together.
Amazing. Yeah. They're absolutely amazing.
So good. Perfect.
Like, thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
A pleasure to see you. It's been too long. We'll see you soon, my lovely. Right, guys, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be joined by Diane and we're going to be talking all things the Traitors. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the hell?
Health with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the truth. And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. I'm Bobby Norris, and we are joined by the legend, the icon, Miss Diane from The Traitors. How are you doing, Diane, my love?
I'm fat. Well, no, actually, I've got a cold, so...
Really, oh, no!
We were just saying everybody has the flu at the moment.
Yeah, well, I just got over one about 2 weeks ago, so this is the second one, so I am very fed up. So I've decided to drink heavily tonight. I've got some
It's got to be. Do you reckon it's the neuro? Because I think that my last show in here before Christmas, and I was as sick as a dog. Like, my skin to the touch, the cough, awful. I think I had the neurovirus, which is doing the rounds. Essex is rife with it. Do you reckon that's what you've got? It's not just a cold, is it? It's like it's knockout.
Well, no, I still managed to get a run in, so because I'm very bloody. But don't tell me that, because I'm heading to Essex tomorrow. So.
Oh, you'll be all right, girl.
Wear a mask.
Medicate.
I'll put it out here now.
What's your tipple of choice? Medicate with a brandy, a scotch, a vino.
Yeah, hot toddy.
All of the above.
Hot toddy, yeah.
Hot toddy.
It's medicinal. So, Diane, medical aside, maybe that's my next show. I think I could do ask Bobby the Dr. Bob. disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, guys, so don't get in touch with any medical problems because I'm not the boy for it.
I'd love to hear that advice.
Diane, I've got to ask you, we've got The Traitors back on our screen. Are you glued? Are you watching? What's your thoughts?
Yes, I had 6 hours on the train going down to do Uncloaked, and I decided to do a critique on them just by the blurb, reading it all, and became totally invested within, I think, the second person. I never expected that. And it's sort of, I mean, I'm slightly ahead because I've done Uncloaked. So my predictions are sort of coming out, which is mental. I will say that it's quite savage compared to ours, I think. They really are going at each other. I felt that ours was slightly more lighthearted. Now, obviously, I'm completely biased, but I found one of the episodes quite hard to watch, and I felt quite drained as well. And I mean, just by the emotions that the contestants are showing. I feel there was more laughter in ours.
Yeah.
But I love the twists and the turns of the game. I mean, to have got rid of three people like that was amazing. And then giving or offering Traitors the chance to sort of collapse some of the challenges is absolutely clever play. So I love that part of it. I mean, obviously we didn't have that as much, but I love all of that. But I just think that our series was slightly more lighthearted, and we played more as a team than these contestants seem to be doing.
Yeah.
But that's personal opinion. But of course, it's still amazing TV, and I am definitely glued.
I do feel like your season, it took a while as well for everyone to kind of get a bit more cutthroat. For a while, you were all together, and you actually went in with your son, Ross, but you didn't tell anybody else. And this season, we saw two sisters going in, but they told everyone they were sisters. Do you think that was a good game plan, or should they have kept it a secret from everyone else, like you did?
Personally, I don't think they had a choice, because all the contestants will be thinking there is a relationship, and those two look very alike. The mannerisms are the same. They even speak alike. So that is sensible in my head for them to have done that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Were you surprised when they went against each other? Do you think that they should have had a better game plan going in?
Oh, do you know what? You have to think on your feet. I mean, Ross and I were never going to tell each other, but I said, if it gets absolutely somebody saying that they emphatically are sure that we're son and mom, maybe we've let slip, then we would have said, we wouldn't have continued lying, being silly about it. We were determined not to say anything, because we thought that that would give people a better opportunity to have a go at us. Mm-hmm. But then again, don't forget, we had the glorious moment when Zach decided Paul was my son, and that protected us.
Yeah.
So from then on in, I knew that we would never be caught out. Well, I was 99% certain we would never get caught out, so we could relax into it. And because he wears glasses and I'd removed all my facial hair, of course, we don't look alike. Those two definitely do. We do not look as alike. I couldn't have gone in with my daughter because apparently she's a mini me and talks like me as well. So that wouldn't have happened, you know. And the eldest boy doesn't look like me at all. Ross, I think, gets away with it just because of the glasses, to be fair. So,
yeah.
How do you find now having the beauty and the luxury of sitting and watching at home? Because you've lived and breathed that experience, which is something that only a handful of people can say they've done. It's still a relatively new show in that term. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like it's been around 15 odd years.
Yeah.
Do you think you view it very differently? Because you can kind of look at these people and whatever side of the fence they're on, you know what's going on behind the scenes. Does it kind of change the viewing being an ex-contestant?
I think that if you've been in that castle, you're way more sensitive to the players. You know when people are saying, how could they not have seen? How could they not have noticed? You actually don't. So therefore, as a viewer, I'm a lot more sympathetic. Now, I do think Armani had sort of silly gameplay to go round. So Armani was running around dropping names all over the shop. Now, that was suspicious. But all the other things, you know, I am just very sympathetic to them because you really do not see everything that's going on that the viewers do. Mm. So the viewers will say, and if I've read anything in Instagram, it will be, how could they not see? How could they not do? You know, and also at the beginning, you are grasping at straws. You really have no idea in the first couple of games. So you have to come up with silly ideas, really. As to why you think somebody's a traitor. So basically, yeah, I've got challenge envy. I'd love to be in doing those challenges. But two, I think the people that have been in the castle before will be a lot more sympathetic to the fact that it's not always easy to catch traitors and see things that are going on. Mm-hmm.
Do you think people, especially as years go on, but this year in particular, because this is the current one, but do you think as we see the show, because I mean, it's such a staple of people's diet, the nation have took to it and people are obsessed with this show.
Yeah.
Do you think as time goes on and the people currently filming in this series, they've got the luxury of being a viewer, so they've got something to compare it to. Do you think you can go in there with a little bit more of a game plan? Because the first series or two, there was nothing to compare it to. But as years go by now, do you think people have already got in their head which way they're going to play it and maybe try to recreate what's worked for someone of years gone by?
Oh, absolutely. But that's the beauty of Studio Lambert. They're changing it. You know, this is the third one. It's changed already. It was really quite callous when they got rid of three people off the train like that. Okay, you've got a hint that, you know, something's happening with them.
Mm.
But it's not all as it seems. So you can have, I would suggest, in fact, Wilf was talking to me about this, a sort of simple, flexible game plan. You definitely need some sort of a plan. But with the way that this game is going, they are going to keep changing that. What I do hope, though, and I think this is really important as a viewer, and I think this is why it works so well, never mind the concept of the game, they bring in a huge range of people from all ages, all abilities, all backgrounds, just normal people. And I think that makes great TV because it's the psychology of human nature that is the basis and the foundation of this game. And that is why it keeps the public's interest. And also, I think everybody should have a go at this game because I and many of us had the best time of our lives in that castle. I know there are a lot of tears this year, more than I would like to see, actually. But apart from all the tears, it really is an amazing, fun experience.
Yeah.
And is there anyone that you see in there at the moment that you're like, that's a good game player, that person is going to make it to the very end?
Well, I thought Mina was very good, but she's now cried. Once she cried, and it wasn't crocodile tears. We did have a couple of traitors doing crocodile tears in our series. Mm. They were sort of seemed to be quite real tears. And also she got cross with Linda. I think you're, have you seen the, oh, I hope I'm not spoiling things. Well, I'll keep quiet just in case you haven't seen that episode.
We've seen episode three.
Well, I can't remember where this appears. She is, no, I'm not going to say that. She gets cross with Linda in a challenge, and you can't afford to do that. Harry kept it really non-emotional, and that's the way that's the best game for a traitor. You cannot afford to be getting a bit edgy or a bit cross or a bit or really quite upset, because then you say and do things that you actually haven't planned to do.
Yeah.
So I still think she's brilliant, by the way, but she needs to just rein that in, I think, to go all the way. For me, I'm very keen on Alex, mainly because he looks like one of Ross's friends. But he has also, he came up with Armani. He's been quite quiet and sensible. I loved Alexander. I thought he acquitted himself beautifully on the train when he said he would be, he would give himself up to a volunteer to get off the train. I'm very keen. I quite like Francesca. This is, again, really purely from reading. A single mom with four boys, my God. I wanted her to become more vocal. She is doing so. And I think Leanne's great, you know, keeping up that lie easily, because she does look as if she probably, and I'm generalizing, okay, be a nail technician. She's super fit. I mean, she's just had twins. Look at her. Amazing. And, you know, the Barbie idea as well, fab. I can't quite get my head around the false Welsh accent.
I don't even think she sounds Welsh.
No.
At all.
No, I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Yeah.
I would love the preacher to the minister to, you know, play to get far with that as well.
Yeah.
But she's careful, you know, some of the things she's said are sort of very much pointing to some sort of religious background. And of course she wears a cross quite visibly.
Yeah.
But she could play a really clever game as well. And of course they got rid of Yin, who was absolutely amazing. And part of me thinks if she, I mean, having seen Uncloaked, she's really beautifully kooky. And if in the nicest possible way. And I think maybe if she'd come in playing that part, she wouldn't have been seen as such a threat. Because clever people are, you know, hence I lasted.
Diana, I want to ask you, let's talk celeb traitors. Does celeb traitors completely change the dynamic of such a diehard show now?
Sorry, what was the question? If what?
Celebrity traitors. Does it change the dynamic, and as and how?
I hope it doesn't. When probably speaking out of turn, but hey ho.
No, go for it. Success all areas, darling.
When they put celebrities into Big Brother, it changed. It was more about the celebrities than the game and the experience. And for me, what I would love to see are celebrities in playing the game, and it's the game we're still absolutely invested in.
Yeah.
That's what I'd love to see.
Because do you think celebs will, depending on whether they're a traitor or not, will they be so conscious of their careers and their profiles? Because I guess when people can kind of go in there and just go balls deep and just be like, play the game fully, will celebs always be a little bit second-guessing and self-editing?
I'd like to say no. I think it would obviously depend on who you put in there.
Yeah. Also, the other people in the room will know them and their personalities, so they'll all know each other. So people will be able to kind of tell if somebody's
I think it will change the dynamic. Don't I want to ask you before we go, because the interview's just flown by so quickly, but I'm so intrigued. I want to hear more. You've got a new theatre show, Mother of the Brides. Will you tell me a little bit more, please?
Yeah, well, so I was just asked if I would like to take part in this play, Mothers of the Bride. It's sort of world premiere. We're going over 35 venues. It's by the writers of Hormonal Housewives. I'm with Julie Coombe, who wrote it with her hubby, who's the director, and Helen Logan. We're opening in Chatham the 19th of March, and we're touring till the end of May. And it's about three besties whose daughters are getting married, and it's all about the mayhem of getting their kids to the altar. And it's really for anybody who's ever been to a wedding, planning a wedding, you know, being married, it's meant to be and will promise to be a lot of laughs. Now, I've never been on stage. I've put kids on stage as sort of a confidence building. My kids are all actors. I am not an actor, but I am putting my heart and soul into it. And if I can't remember lines, look forward to some ad-libbing.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Best of luck with the show.
You'll
I'm excited.
Smash it. Break a leg, as they say.
Take care and enjoy Essex tomorrow.
I intend to, and I'm keeping away for all those viruses around.
Absolutely. Bring a face mask. Take care, Diane. Bye, hum. Oh, bless her.
That insight into the traitors.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Great chat. And from one great chat to another, we've got Mr. Wes Nelson joining us, so we will be back in two. Ta-da.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Malani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the truth. And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Foobar Radio presents The Dating Show.
Because I don't see a problem watching porn if you're in a relationship.
No, I don't either. No. I don't see.
I don't see that as a massive deal. But if there is actually someone on the other end of that, is it then a bit dodgy?
Well, let's think. So say you're in bed with your beautiful partner and she gets out of bed at 2 a.m, leaves you in bed, you're laying there all cozy and happy. She goes into the bathroom and you hear her talking to another man and being sexually aroused over it. And I imagine masturbation. So if you'd walked in on her masturbating live with another guy, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, I'd be fucked off, actually, I think.
Every Friday, FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents
All areas.
We've got the lovely Joel joining us now from MIC. Joel, you are live on Zoom. How are you, babe?
Hello.
So have you officially emigrated now to Chelsea?
I guess so, but not. Hopefully not for too long. I'm more of like an East London girl. Like, I'm more, I like culture, and I feel like Chelsea is deprived of culture, and it's deprived of arts, and it's deprived of all these things that I love.
So you are Shoreditch rather than Kensington?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. I'm Bobby Norris, and we have got the legend. We have got Mr. Wes Nelson joining us via the Zoom airways. Wes, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Happy New Year. I feel like I've not seen you for ages, mate.
It's been a hot minute. Happy New Year.
How was your Christmas and New Year? Did you have a good one?
It's been good. It's been good. You know, I've had this flu, you know.
Everyone's talking about this flu.
Honest, today I have not been in a good way.
But
how could I miss up the opportunity to talk to you, Mr. Bobby?
Oh, bless you. Thank you for still coming on, because I know how ropey it can make you. I was just funnily enough saying to Diane from the Traitors, I had it just before Christmas. I think I had the neuro, the old virus, and it wiped, like, knocked me clean out.
Geez, I was shivering reading my covers this morning. I was like, am I all right? Like, my missus said to me, she's like, you're boiling hot. I was like, there's no chance, but
we're all right now.
We soldier on, we move.
We're martyrs, guys.
So you're busy old boy, Wes. Percy, what I've got to ask you, because I want to go on to the music, because you're absolutely killing it and smashing it. But of course, a lot of people will know you originally from your Love Island fame.
Yeah.
We know that there's going to be the All-Stars launching Monday. What's your thoughts on it? I mean, also, you've got a lovely missus now. If the phone would have rung, maybe it did ring. Tell me. Give me some tea. Access
it,
all areas.
It did ring. But this was on the first one.
Mm. And what did All-Stars say? They said, hello, is that Wes?
They said, hey, yeah, Wes, you're right. they said, oh, would you consider it? And I spoke to him, and I said, obviously I'm in a relationship, and I just don't think I'm down to do it anymore. And he said, we kind of expected it. Would you like to come on as a performer? So me and Craig went on, and we did Abracadabra and performed that. So that was my sort of that was my All-Stars going back in and performing on there. For me, that was perfect. I could go in, perform, and leave without all the drama, and obviously have a lovely, healthy relationship. So,
win-win.
Will you be watching Series 2? Because obviously now there's one under the belt in terms of the All-Stars. People know the vibe of it. And it's now been announced who's going in. What's your thoughts? Any predictions?
I'll be watching. I'll be watching. I haven't watched a lot of the series over the past couple of years, but I watched a little bit of the last one, and I'm into it again. I'm right back into it, and I think there's some interesting characters. A lot of people that obviously I've seen outside of sort of the villa and seen at events and stuff, and we've got to know each other on a friendship basis. So it'd be cool to see the dynamic. I know a lot of people have gone in there and have changed. Like Scott was on season 2, and he's evolved a lot as a person. So it's going to be really cool to see some friends. Some change friends go in and do the thing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely. And do you know, if you weren't in a relationship right now, do you think you would go back in just for shits and giggles?
I don't think I could. You know what? I went when I went in to perform with Craig, like just even being in and the smells and the sight, everything just I got anxiety straight away. I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't know, because I was like 19. I just turned 20, 19, 20. When I went in the first time, I was just full of spunk. I was just running around doing this, that,
literally.
And the other. I had no cares in the world. But like, don't do that. sorry.
So that's the neurovirus kicking in.
Perfect timing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously I had no care, I didn't have a care in the world going in then, but now I'd be nervous, mate. I don't think I could do it.
And the thing is as well is you've transitioned, which isn't an easy thing to do. And I want to ask you about this, and I'm not sure if we've spoke about this off air before when I've seen you, but
yeah.
I know what it's like to kind of make your name and people know your career for starting out on a reality show.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if other parts of the industry get it as much as reality people do, but you're very much pigeonholed and you're put in that box. And if you put your foot out of the box, people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're a reality
get
star.
Get in that box.
Yeah.
Get in the box, bitch. And I yeah, know in really terms, like, the presenting, like, to prove yourself, it is so much. I mean, I've done this show for 5 years now, and obviously people now know that I'm incredible.
But you know, I'm joking. Superstar.
But you know what I mean? Like, for years, like, but even before I hosted this, when I was doing bits on music shows and stuff, people was very much, oh, what, but can you do that? Can you cross over? And music, I think, is very similar to kind of going into presenting in terms of people want to judge and they're like, who the fuck do you think you are? Get in your lane. Mm-hmm. Did you find that, Wes?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was expected, obviously, going into somewhere. When people have sort of an idea of who you are and what you've done, going into something new is always going to be alien to them. But I feel like, You can't just say, oh, it's all doom and gloom, because realistically, I wouldn't have had the platform to be able to do such or launch it in the way it is. So don't get me wrong, it's tough and it's not easy. But listen, it's a lot harder for, I know, some up-and-coming emerging artists that haven't got a platform or maybe struggling to blow up on social media. Don't get me wrong, you can get hated on for no reason just from being in reality.
Yeah.
However, at least there's some eyes on. So, and the thing is, with music, it's an art. Not everyone's going to like it. Not everyone's going to like you. But as long as you're enjoying it and you're doing it, people are going to like it. And I think I've now sort of grown a fan base, which is, I hate saying that, but
that's across
the world that had no idea that I was from Love Island or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
70% of our streams have come outside of the UK. 80% of our streams have come outside of the UK. So it's not like it's all from that.
It's
fulfilling for me.
Completely. And I think you've hit the nail on the head as well, because like you say, you get eyeballs on you. And again, I didn't, any of that we was just talking about wasn't knocking it, because again, like you, completely acknowledge that we got them initial opportunities because of our former careers, quite rightly so. But I think you have to prove yourself. So actually, to survive at doing it, where someone might be able to go in and give it 80%, you've got to go balls deep at that. And you can't just be good. You've got to be shit up good, because you're going to kind of get judged for it. But I think that kind of spurs you on a little bit more. If you tell me I can't do something, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But I've always been realistic. Yeah. I've never called up my agent and said, can I get a game down White Hart Lane? I fancy a kicker ball. Do you know what? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Everyone goes into somewhere with a previous job as well. It's like some people might have been stacking shelves and then become like number one selling artist. Like everyone was doing something before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd say going on television probably transitions well into something artsy and camera facing. So
yeah.
If anything, it's a weird mentality. But as long as you're enjoying it and you're doing it for yourself, I think the opinions will follow, and people are going to have opinions, positive or negative. So
absolutely.
And speaking of your music, I was listening to your new track Yellow on the way in on the train. It is a banger. Like, I feel like it's going to be the song of the summer.
It's to be fair and humbly, it's been the best launch that we've ever had from a song. So for me, this feels like it's in the right musical lane. It's like that pop sort of R&B vibe. This is where I've always wanted to sit in the music industry, and it feels like now it's out, it's not got any features on it, and it's doing the best we've ever done.
Wow.
To me, that's super fulfilling, and I'm kicking my feet when I get out of bed every morning, so even if I am ill.
And I'm not just saying this because I love you, mate. All your stuff are absolute bangers. Do you know what I mean? They're absolutely tunes. I want to ask you, like you say, you just casually go, oh, when I rocked up with Craig. Is that a pinch me moment? Do you know what I mean? Because I had a little bit of a crush on old Craig back in the day.
It
was an absolute salt, and
I
it broke me up.
99% of the UK did. They still do, to be fair.
I'm still holding out hope that one day he wakes up and he thinks, do you know what? I'm in love with that Bobby Norris.
Yeah.
And he was sliding the DMs. But yeah. Jokes aside, what's that like to be like, just me and my mate CD?
It is mental. Considering that, like, it was probably one of the first albums that I ever bought was Born to Do It.
And oh, jeez.
Growing up, listening to Craig and him sort of being an idol and sort of paving the way for R&B in the UK especially, I'm never going to get over it. It's never going to sink in. It's never, ever going to sink in. He's an absolute legend. But as well as that, he's a super nice person. And to be able to call him a friend is probably one of the biggest pleasures.
Do you guys still hang out and go for coffees and stuff? I'd love the idea of seeing you walking around Clapham Common or something.
he's been on tour. I've been on tour. But we have been speaking recently. He's just congratulated me for the new release and obviously seen around Christmas and stuff. But we'll be linking up very shortly, I think. We was looking to get dinner in the next couple of weeks. So
nice.
Listen, Craig's a very busy man. I'm a busy man. Mm. But it's super cool that we can even just text, like, on a random thing. Like, why am I sending memes to Craig? Why am I sending memes? And he's sending me, like, I wake up and it says, Craig Davis sent you a post from blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, that's just weird. Do you know what I mean?
Wish he'd send me a post. Well, talking of being a busy boy, hats off to you, mate. Your fitness transformation, fucking shit up, mate. You've absolutely smashed it. How are you feeling?
We've gone back a couple of steps over Christmas, Keys, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, mate, it's all the pigs in blankets, fuck me. I become the pig in a blanket.
Exactly.
But it's allowed at Christmas.
Yeah, it is. But no, I appreciate that, man. I feel really good in myself now.
Good. How long did it take you to get in shape? Did you have a plan, a goal?
You know what? It's been super slow and steady, and it sounds less impressive. It's been like over a year of just slowly chipping away. And I think for me, when I've tried to implement, I'm quite extreme with things. So like if I wanted to lose weight, I'm like, right, I'm just going to eat this, like a broccoli a day and this. And then you end up just yo-yoing straight back and eating a load of, I'm not going to say brands, but loads of cookies or loads of whatever.
Yeah.
But I thought this time, you know what? I'm just going to, week by week, I'm just going to take something off. So, like, I won't drink from this point, or I won't do vape or this, that, and the other. And then I'll cut down on the amount of this, and then I'll start running. And I've just added things over time. And I think it came to a spear's head just before tour. It was probably like 2 or 3 months of going quite hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look back from a year ago today, the habits that I had, like never cooking, just eating rubbish, not really getting out and doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong, that might be fine for some people. And I thought it was fine for myself. But when I started to slowly implement these good habits, I started to just feel 10 times better. And it just became easier and manageable. It felt weird not to be doing good, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I think if you go extreme sometimes, it can just feel completely alien and you just want to go back and you're just gagging for a hot dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can relate. I want to ask you, like, we touched upon it a minute ago in terms of like branching out into careers and things, but not necessarily that, just in general, being in this industry, let's talk social media, because it's the Wild West. How do you find it? I think a lot of people come up against the odd creative troll, shall we say. Mm. Do you get trolled much? I can't imagine a ledge like you gets too much shit.
I don't get loads, but I do get some. Like, don't get me wrong, I get some, and I find it dead funny. Like, I show my missus or I show whoever I'm with, I'm just like, some of them are really creative. I can't remember the one I saw the other day, but they're getting really good now.
Yeah.
Like, they're really creative with the slander. And to be fair, like, one of them was saying earlier, I was reading one earlier, it was like probably 2 or 3 paragraphs on how I'm not singing. It's not me. I've paid someone to sing my latest song. Like,
that would be more effort.
I was just looking at it, I was just like, do you really think this, or are you just doing it to sort of get my attention? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're so like, what? Is the creative side for me, unless it's like completely just absolutely disgusting death threats, illegal shit, of course.
Yeah.
No, I mean that. But when it's something so fucking, if something can make me giggle or actually laugh, I think, you know, a fair fucking play.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking, it's so alien. But I'm a bit like, what worries me is that you think, God, you could just get on the Central line or walk around Sainsbury's.
And it could be them.
And you exist in real life and that thought's going through your head. And it blows my mind because I'm a bit like, are you on a wind up? Are you for real or like...
Like, it's weird. It's weird to think of it. And I'm not inviting people to do creative slander now. But at the same time, like, it is strange that it's real people, but what they don't understand is we're real people sometimes. And I think sometimes I've responded to stuff and they're like, oh my God, I didn't think you'd actually see this. I don't blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, well, why send it?
Yeah.
Like, I've got quite a thick skin. I think I'd like to think I do anyway, but I know some people don't. So like when people are, even if they are funny or whatever, some people might not find them as funny, but it's just strange when you think that, you've got time to do this. Why have you got time to do this?
It's bizarre, isn't it? But you reply and it gives them a semi, I think. So yeah. God loves them. Wes, I could talk to you all night. Thank you so much for coming on, mate. I wish you better soon because I know if you've got what I've got, it's an absolute fucker.
It's there. But no, thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care, mate. Send my love to Craig David. Bye, mate. El, lovely show. 2025. Such a good show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's the last time now we'll
say it. Last time, guys. Back this time next week, 6 o'clock, Wednesday evening. See you there.
Happy New Year. Bye.